So what we're doing here is we're going to compare the cost of eradication to the cost of establishments should dire puppies become established throughout California. And we're measuring the costs and benefits of the primary commodities affected by the establishment of dire puppies with root weevils in California. So this would include the primary citrus crops, oranges, lemons, and grapefruit, and the nursery industry and avocados. So there are two types of costs that are incurred by producers and marketers of these commodities. And the first is increases in the cost of production, and that is to treat infestations so that they don't damage the plant and cause crop losses. So producers will need to treat the larvae in the soil and also spray for adults if needed. And there are also quarantine regulations that impose additional costs on growers. So in order to market commodities in areas where there are no infestations, you have to show that your commodities are clean. And so in order to do that, you have to follow a whole set of quarantine protocols, which was just discussed. So California is a major producer of many of the commodities that are susceptible to dire puppies. In California, we're the largest producer of fresh oranges. We are the second largest producer of all orange production. So Florida is number one and California is number two. We're the largest producer of avocados and lemons. We're the third largest producer of grapefruit. And by value, California accounts for 22% of all U.S. production of nursery commodities, which ranks it number one in the nation also in nursery production. So because of California's position in these commodity markets, any increases in the cost of production are going to put upward pressure on market prices. So as cost of production goes up, growers are going to try to recapture the extra cost that they have to incur in order to produce the crop through getting higher prices. So higher prices are also going to cause consumers to get worse off. So if you're paying more for avocados, then you're going to be worse off. And higher prices, though, make producers who don't have the new infestations of dire puppies better off because they're now also getting higher market prices. So there is a slight benefit to some producers, especially if you're a producer in Florida where you've been dealing with it for a while now. So the degree to which changes in California's cost of production affect U.S. markets depends on the magnitude of the increase, and this is a percentage change, so how much the costs are a percentage of the current cost situation, and the share of the U.S. market. So the larger the share that California has of the U.S. market, the more that they are able to capture higher prices. The smaller the share, the more likely it is that producers in other regions are going to expand production, and the change in price isn't going to be as high. So then how do we do our economic analysis? We want to capture the changes in prices and production. In order to do that, we had to develop a market model. And our market model has equations in it that reflect the demand for a commodity. So what influences your demand, such as the price and your preferences for goods? So we have those equations in there. On the other side of the model, we have the supply equations. What happens? So it influences the supply, including prices and changes in costs of production. And we include trade because you can get your supply not just from California or the United States, but from other countries as well. Then once we're able to calculate the changes in prices and in the quantities produced, we were able then to estimate the benefits to consumers, to producers who have new infestations, and to producers in other regions of California. So we did the market model for oranges, grapefruits, lemons, and avocados. We weren't able to do it for the nursery industry because the nursery industry does not have a consistent data set for quantities. And the reason they don't is because the industry is very heterogeneous. So you have, within this industry, you have Christmas tree production, you have cut flower production, you have cut foliage production, you have potted mums, you have bedding plants, you have all this different type of production going on. And so we had to use a slightly different methodology for that. And the methodology is called the gross annual cost. And what that does is that adjusts the gross value of production by a percentage change in the per acre cost. And that percentage change is going to be due to quarantine treatments, so that's Q, and C is equal to the cost for treatment costs. And this method is effective if the percentage changes in the cost of production are very low. And as you'll see, is that we were lucky and that's what happened here. But that's previewing what you're going to see soon. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to discuss then the food crops, and then I'm going to discuss the nursery crops and the economic impacts between these two groups. So we assume that the agroclimatic conditions may limit the impact of diet preppies root weevils in certain regions. For avocados, avocados are grown in regions that are susceptible to diet preppies root weevils, and so we assume that all production for avocados are going to be affected. For citrus, we had two scenarios were evaluated. The first is that all production throughout the state is going to be affected. And the second is that, well, in the northern parts of the San Joaquin Valley, it may be too cold to support diet preppies populations. And so not all citrus production within the San Joaquin Valley may be affected. So then our second scenario was to assume that only 15% of production in the San Joaquin Valley was affected, but production in all other counties in California would be affected. So the control treatments for food crops, and these treatments were based on recommendations for California and also what the experience was in Florida. So adults, you can spray with Carbaryl or bifedrin. For the larvae, you can treat with a parasitic nematode called S. riobravis. And in Florida, in sandy soils, S. riobravis is proving effective in treating diet preppies root weevils. California doesn't grow a lot of citrus in sandy soils here. We have finer soils that it's grown in. And so if riobravis is not effective here in California, the alternative would be to treat the ground with imidacloprid. And that's the chemical control option. So I actually came up with about a half dozen treatment scenarios looking at different spray treatments and S. riobravis. And what ended up happening is that when I looked at the total costs were all about $600 per acre. And so I just took an average control cost of $600 per acre. The other costs that would occur are quarantine costs. And the quarantine comes down to you can't have any leaves where the egg sacs are going to be deposited. That's where they're mainly having it, on the fruit as it leaves the field. The fruit has to be free of any debris before it can leave the field. So the control costs for food crops. And we see the per acre costs increased by $609. And so since different commodities have different yields per ton, the production costs per ton vary then according to the different commodities, with avocados had the lowest yields per acre, and so they have $184 per ton. And the lemons have 36, and that was the lowest. So the quarantine regulatory cost, what we assumed was that the cost to pick and pack fruit would go up by about 5%, because you have to be much more careful when you're picking the fruit in order to do that. This is going to cause some problems though for the avocado industry, which I just learned recently, because of the way that they have to pack the fruit in order to guarantee a fresh product for market. And so they're going to have to make some additional adjustments. So this cost is probably underestimated for avocados. So the total increase in the cost per ton for production vary from about $43 per ton for lemons to $200 per ton for avocados. But the thing we're also interested really is, what is the percentage increase in cost for the cost of production? And these costs are based on University of California Extension crop budgets. And so for oranges, even though it doesn't have the highest cost per ton, it has the greatest percentage increase in production costs. Avocados are next, grapefruit, and then lemons have that. So lemons have a 5% increase in the cost per ton, oranges 21%. And at this amount, we would expect to have some market effects, especially since lemons are large. Most of the production occurs from California, and there's very little trade Whereas oranges, most of the production, as I said, is in Florida, but we also have a significant amount of frozen orange juice coming in to keep there. So this is a table with a lot of numbers, and I just didn't know how to shrink it. But so these are the benefits and costs for each group and crop in there. And I divided it into losses to the newly infested growers. So these are the growers in California who will become infested with diaprepes over time if there is no eradication program or if their eradication program is not successful. So if all oranges are infected, it's 92 million, and these are all in millions. And grapefruit has the less, and that's partly because of just a small share of the California company. And so the total for infested growers is $155 million a year if all production is affected, and $83 million if we assume that only 15% of San Joaquin Valley production is affected. The benefits to clean growers are $33 million, and that's just from changes in market prices and that they're going to expand production if they can get a higher market price for their commodities. Losses to consumers are $61 million a year, and that's from having higher market prices and a reduction in consumption. So the net annual losses for all groups, for all commodities, is $184 million a year if all production is affected, and $96 million a year if just the 15% of San Joaquin Valley production is affected. We use a 6% discount rate, so we're using a long-term discount rate. And the total amount, Ben makes this $3 billion total for if all production becomes impacted by the spread of diaprepes in California, and $1.6 billion if just 15% San Joaquin Valley production and production in all other counties is affected. So the scenarios for the nursery industry. It's mostly the quarantine regulations that will have a significant effect on the nursery industry. So if a quarantine, a nursery will need to incorporate a granular insecticide when potting plants, and the amount is estimated to be $300 an acre, and it was the industry that provided us these figures. So some of the industry who were already had their nurseries quarantined and were treating were the ones who provided us with that figure. And we're looking at long-term effects, and so we're assuming that they are incorporating the granular insecticide. If you don't incorporate it, the granular insecticide, and your nursery comes under a quarantine, you have to do a liquid drench every 6 months, which is going to be more expensive. And so in the long run, we're assuming that the nurseries are just going to go to the lower cost alternative right away and do the incorporation of the granular insecticide into potting the plants at $300 an acre. There'll be some extra costs for inspection, but we weren't able to tease that out. If your nursery is infested, you'll also need to spray for the adults, and that will be at $225 an acre. So we evaluated two scenarios. We said that there were no foliar sprays would be needed. So they're treating for the diaprepes, and they're just treating for quarantine, and that keeps the weevil out of their nurseries. And then we assume, well, you know, maybe some nurseries are also going to be infested, and that we just picked an amount and said that 25% of nurseries would need to treat for diaprepes. These are the benefits and losses for the nursery industry. The costs of production are very high in nursery industries, and so for floriculture, it's these are revenues per acre. These aren't the costs per acre to treat. So these are revenues for the floricultural industry is $93,000 an acre. And these figures come from the USDA. So the cost of treatments per acre is $300 under the no foliar sprays needed, and $356 if 25% of nurseries need to spray for diaprepes. And we're going to assume that that reduces revenues by that amount. And so the change in revenues per acre is 0.32%. And so it's a less than 1% change in revenues per acre. And with the change this small, we actually wouldn't expect to see any market effects on prices and on consumers. The gross value of production of items subject to quarantine, So we excluded items such as a Christmas tree production. We excluded items that were bedding plants that were less than 4 inches of a pot. We excluded items in Orange County because Orange County is already under quarantine for the red imported fire ant, which involves incorporating the granular insecticide bifenthrin into the soil already. So there would be no additional costs in Orange County unless they needed to do a foliar spray. And so those were the main characters. So we also excluded cut flowers and cut foliage because there are already spraying for other pests, and so they wouldn't need to do any additional spraying for diet preppies. So these are potted plants, mostly in the floriculture and in the foliage industries. So the gross annual costs then would be, if no foliage sprays are needed, $908,000 for the floriculture, $4 million for the nursery, for a total of $5 million if no foliage sprays are needed. It increases up to almost $6 million for the scenario under which 25% of nurseries are going to also have to do an additional foliar treatment. Discounting that at a 6% discount rate, and we have that the total cost to the nursery industry would be $84 million if no foliar sprays are needed, and $100 million if you needed to treat 25%. So what is it combined all together? So we look at the scenario with all citrus being treated, there are no foliar treatments, $189 million, and the present value there is $3 billion. If only 15% of San Joaquin Valley production is affected and 25% of nurseries need to treat, it goes down to $1.7 billion. So how does this compare then with the cost of eradication? So the cost to eradicate diet preppies are estimated to be $17 million, and this is what the CDFA has asked for in order to treat the cost. The cost of establishment were divided by the eradication cost to estimate the benefit-cost ratios of eradicating diet preppies in California. And these are the benefit-cost ratios, and so we see for every dollar spent on eradication, we estimate that you would get $185 in benefits up to going down to 99 and 100. So final considerations. The costs and benefits are doing a comparison assuming that the eradication program will be successful. If there's uncertainty over the success of the eradication program, then what you want to do is you want to compare what we call the expected benefits to the cost. And the expected benefits are simply the probability of success multiplied by the estimated benefits. And in this analysis, for any probability of success over 1%, the expected benefits are going to be greater than the costs.
We do have time for some questions. In your analysis of the effect of that percentage cost increase, did you look, I'm assuming this is all like assuming that
we assume that they treat so they don't lose any production. So it's just treatment costs because we're assuming that the losses in production would be greater than the cost to treat.
And to be clear about that, what I'm wondering is there's some margin in increased cost at which point you are no longer competitive with trade partners. And would that take into consideration?
The way we modeled it was we included trade as one of our supply variables. And what we said is that it's easier to get production from trade than it is to grow new oranges. And so the way that was modeled it was that we said we're more likely to get trade coming in than we are to increase production, but we would see both effects. No one's called me. I haven't seen any for the apple month.
Okay.
Karen?